Irvin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Irvin Bavli, Daf Kuf Hei, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Hei Amud Aleph, on the 13th line, with the word Taman Tanina. Taman Tanina, Hanitonim B'Matan Achas, Shinis Arvim, Hanitonim B'Matan Achas, Yinosnim B'Matan Achas, Matan Arbo, B'Matan Arbo, Yinosnim B'Matan Arbo. A blood that requires one Matona, means Zerika, one throwing, was mixed. If blood that requires one Matona, we do one Matona. If blood that requires four Matonas was mixed, if blood that requires four, we do four. Matan Arba, Matan Achas, Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, Yinosnu, Matan Arba. If blood that requires four Matonas, really two Matonas on opposite edges, that the blood goes on all four walls, if that was mixed with blood that requires one, Rabbi Eliezer says we do four Matonas. We do one matana. Amo loyu beleze, loy nimses oiva arba baltigra. Beleze said, according to you, don't you find that he transgresses baltigra, which is taking away from a mitzvah? The four amounts of it requires four. So for that blood, you've done less than required, which is an issa baltigra. Amo loyu beshur, loy nimses oiva arba taisif. Beshur said back, according to you, don't you find that he transgresses baltaisif of adding on to do more than the mitzvah requires? Rishu said it's better to transgress the leisah so that he does not do overtly, which means baltigra, where he's not actually doing an action, rather than to transgress the leisah overtly about baltigra, where you're doing more, actually doing more than needed. The Mishnah says the Metzorah enters, puts in his head, and the Kohen puts blood of his Osham on the middle cartilage of his ear. He enters with his hand in, and he puts on his thumb. He puts his foot in, and he puts on his big toe. But it says he enters all three at once. Mechalsa shitas shitay rabbanon taman amin asa laharim mecharim muter. The Gemara asks that the rabbanon seem to contradict themselves. There they forbid to increase the tumah, means bring all three at once, and here Ridum Vaseva, who argues with Yehuda, permits. Amon, Shema, Yachnes Roshu Rubai, Vehe Onish Kares, Vamacha, Roshu Machnes Kalim, Tumeim, Vamigdash. And says there they forbid entering all three at once, lest he enter Roshu Rubai, his head and Roshu's body, which would be a punishment of Kares. And here he only is Metame, a kli, which is like entering a tamei kli in the mikdash, one's not even left for a wish in the tumah. Chalf shita should say to Rabbi Yehuda, taman amar mutar laharim, racha amar asar laharim. Rabbi Yehuda seems to contradict himself there. He permits increasing the tumah, bringing all three at once, and here he forbids increasing in the mitame a kli. Taman delay yisavte. And it says there, he says to bring it all three at once, lest he be metame, means bring in tumah three times. However, here, the tumah is already inside, and he passively delays it until we find the wooden tongs. Also, it's possible that we will find tongs immediately and remove without delay and without increasing the tumah. We just said it's better to transgress a loisase that he does not do it overtly, means like delaying the tumor is a passive act, while the loisase, which is overtly, which is active, of being metame, that of nate. Oitzi, mimokam shahayav malav kawis, benafla mokam shahayav chayav malav kawis. If he took it out from a place where there is a chayav kawis, for a tome who enters, such as the Azor, and it fell to a place where one is not chayav kawis, do we take it out also from there on Shabbos? Nearest, let's say, the answer is it was already proper to leave the entire mikdash, so it's permitted. Matzah's achav besidoy moitzis shneihem, or yeinu moitzi ela eshenira, let's say. If one finds another sheriff next to it, maybe take out both on Shabbos, or only the one that was proper to leave. Hu haya oime tzavas v'tzavas avant, tzavse v'tadmais v'mahavis. We have a tesesha that says Rishu used to say that tongs are made only from existing tongs. So who made the first tongs? Birya Habes, the answer is Hashem created them at the end of the 6 days of the creation. Amar Rabbi Hanina, Kami Rabbi Mana, Umar Adamala, Rechina said in front of Mana, what do you say? Why was this taught at the end of the Tesefta of Eruvin? Mesavta achas lamdu kama tzvusais, v'acha mishvisa achas lamdu kama shvisais. The answer is Rabbi Mana, from tongues they learn to make many tongues, and likewise from one shvus, they learn to make many shvusim. Hadna lach per kamaitzit tfilin, uslikala maseches Eruvin.